Roman Reigns proves that things are bigger than wrestling. WWE After Show Raw starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, man. We gonna come over here, man. We gonna start this like no music tonight, man. I gotta keep it real somber for a little bit. We gonna bring some levity afterwards, man. Every now and again, I gotta get serious, you know what I mean? I'm at the goofball all the time, but I'm Evan T. Mack, your host for the night. Johnny's up in Pakistan doing his thing, making the world a better place. Bigger man than I, because I wouldn't be caught dead there. But to my left, this fine. Listen, my people, my family, I love y'all to death. What's going on, y'all? TK.
What's your new name? What's your new name, though?
No, that's listen, it's good, though. I'll give you credit
Spire.
There. I got to give you all the credit in the world.
Spire.
Yeah, was it Coco Cena?
Coco Cena.
Oh, that's fire, man.
Which one do you like better? Do you like America's Chocolate Sweetheart or Coco Cena?
Coco Cena's real, man.
Coco Cena's where it's at.
Yeah, I got to put that. I'm feeling that one, man. That might even be...
I'll take 10%
like,
for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I got to give you royalties for that. That would even be my name if I started wrestling. I'd be like, hey, Coco Cena. But, yeah, how you guys doing, man? What's up?
I guess I'm supposed to be empathetic.
No, you're supposed to be. Get for 2 seconds before we get into Raw. You know what I mean? You know, but as you guys know, everybody knows tonight was a... very interesting beginning of Raw. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here like minding my business, trying to watch Monday Night Football and Raw at the same time. And then Roman Reigns comes out and he has an announcement. And he announces he has leukemia. He announces that it came back. It was in remission and it came back after 11 years. He has relinquished the title. And Hobo, first thoughts?
It was a shock to me. I had heard rumors that he was injured all day. But for him to come out and completely break character and just introduce himself as Joe, as he is known backstage by everyone, he's just Joe, and say frankly and honestly that he has leukemia, that he had leukemia when he was 22 years old at the lowest point in his life. And he had battled it and won and has been able to accomplish so much in his life up to this point. And just when he is at the highest point in his life, in his career, this disease rears its ugly head and takes away from him the symbol of his success up to this point, and that is the WWE Universal Championship. As a wrestler, I can only feel sympathy and empathy for him and for his family at this time. Injuries are one thing. You can come back from injuries. And normally they are not life-threatening. So your family is gripped with the question of, is their livelihood going to change? Is my income going to change? Leukemia is something completely different. We could very well lose Roman Reigns. This is not... an injury to any particular part of his body. This is an attack on his entire system. He could very well lose us, and I hope that we don't, because he is perhaps the best that this company has to offer. Everyone has their opinions, but you cannot say that he is not there every night, week in, week out, putting his entire being on the line to entertain these folks. And I hope that he is able to beat this again, to come back stronger, and be a symbol of hope to people who have to deal with these terrible things that happen that do not have any sort of rhyme or reason behind them. Bad things happen to good people. But it does not mean that you should lay down. It does not mean that you should stop fighting. Get up. Continue to fight against all of the injustices of the world, even if they are personal injustices. Because I believe this is a personal injustice for everything to be stripped away from him at this moment, and his life to be put into turmoil and question is just an injustice for one. And I hope that he is able to come back and make a triumphant return. That is sort of what this sport is known for. Falling and getting back up, reaching your lowest low, and then climbing the peak again and reaching that highest height.
Damn.
That is what professional wrestling is meant to do.
Ooh, hobo guy. Ooh, boy, that's, I couldn't have said it better myself, brother. Mm-hmm. That is. I came here not trying to get emotional tonight, man. You give me, a monologue like that, bro. That's,
I got emotional myself.
Bro, that's a serious.
Watching him say those things, I can only think of my own family. I told my wife that that Roman made this speech tonight and that she should watch it and watch it with tissues. Because she's definitely not going to come through it without some tears. And I think everyone in the audience was feeling all of the empathy for Joe Hanoi and his family at this hour.
And everybody that's, if any family that's been through that or gone through someone with cancer, you understand the seriousness of the situation. And ironically, being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and all these things come on. It just hits home. Like, it's just one of those things that, you know, aside from the show and stuff like that, things happen in real life and mm-hmm. families really affected by it. One of the top guys, the top guy is going through something very serious. So it's cool to just take a moment and just talk about something real for a second before we get to the, as the show must go on, so to speak, and seeing how emotional Corey Graves was to show you what, how much of a family like wrestlers are, you know what I mean?
And the Shield coming out to join him after he had left the title in the ring, the symbol of his relinquishment, mm-hmm. and joining them up on the stage and all three of them embracing each other in solidarity and letting their emotions show, showing that that's okay. Men are allowed to show weakness. Mm. Especially in a time like this.
Yeah.
There is strength in weakness. There is strength in emotion and feeling emotion together.
Yeah. I couldn't say it better myself. Well, yeah. So,
that's the show.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And you know that? And we out.
That's it.
Like,
cue
for
the
real.
Song.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so listen. Oh, so we move on. So, like, Finn Balor versus Lashley is very interesting. Leo Rush comes out. One of the members that is part of the BMP. You know, Black Man's Purgatory, if you don't know what that is. Shout out to the chat for starting it. Yeah, BMP's real.
Did you see Leo Rush's Instagram?
What happened?
So, Leo Rush.
Because if he's still BMP, you need to give me credit for that.
No, Leo Rush picks up Bobby Lashley at the hotel, and he's like, we're going to get you suited and booted. So Bobby Lashley hits him on the chest, and of course, Leo flies off. So then they cut to two, and they're at this mall, and he tries on this jacket, like the suit jacket. And of course, it doesn't fit Bobby Lashley because he's too big. So then they go on to the glasses, and then Bobby looks at the glasses like, these are $750. He's like, don't worry about the price. It's how it looks on you. So he puts it on. And then, you know, the glasses look great on him. And I thought they were going to carry this over to WWE. But I don't know if this was... Because Leo Rush, I've been following him before.
Before, yeah.
Before WWE, because he's been doing these crazy stunts. And I saw him jump off and do, like, these flips and all this
stuff.
He's
a talent, though.
So I thought they were going to bring this. I thought this was, like, maybe a partnership. But he's very great at social media as well. So the fact that they didn't use this, I was really surprised.
It's interesting. So what do you think right now as far as the Leo Rush thing with Lashley? I know it's good for Lashley. I think he's getting a little – and he's, you know, getting back to the version they say he was an impact, you know, he's good as a heel and all that stuff. But does Leo Rush get on your damn nerves yet? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, completely. Mm-hmm. He's just an irritant.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he comes out, he's got his trademark laugh.
That laugh is what kills
you right up a wall. Holy crap!
If you take out the laugh, then it would be fine.
Yeah. No, he knows exactly what to do.
Good God.
There's something about Leo Rush. He knows how to push your buttons.
Yes.
And I've met him, and I've worked with him a little bit. He just knows how to get on people's nerves. He's got a big mouth, and he knows how to use it to get the maximum reaction. And I think him with Lashley is a perfect combination. Mm-hmm. You've got the little one with the biggest mouth, and the big man who is quiet,
yep.
But he's able to speak volumes in that ring with the level of power and athleticism that he brings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a perfect dynamic for these two.
So Finn steals a win with a roll up. Do you guys like this match, or what was the match? He was kind of like, or what do you think?
Trying to figure out, like, they have such a great combination, but there's no storyline. Like, why? Like, even I think Corey or one of them brought it up. It's like, why is even, like, what's the basis between why Bobby Lashley and Finn Balor are going against each other other than Leo Rush is making this happen?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like, I wanted there to be some type of
there is something unsaid about what's going on, and maybe that is the thing that they need to address.
The black man's purgatory?
Well, no, I don't think this is purgatory. I think any opportunity to be on television is you're out of purgatory.
Absolutely,
especially like this. This isn't a featured match. He's wrestling the first Universal Champion in Finn Balor, so it's a statement that I believe Lio Rush is trying to make about Bobby Lashley. Look at what he's able to do to the first Universal Champion.
Right.
He's trying to set him up to be in line. And maybe that's unsaid, and maybe that needs to be addressed, but I believe that that is what is happening when Lio Rush is aiming Lashley in that direction.
But wasn't he set to be in line for SummerSlam, and then that just disappeared?
It's interesting. He's in this weird place where he's in,
there's supposed to be, like, a three-way match, and
he's a couple rows back as far as title picture, you know? Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he was actually on pace to get it, so I don't know.
Do you have any answer for that, Hobo? Do you have any theory? He's in this weird little area where he's not in the title picture, but he's still being featured.
I don't think he was getting the best reaction before. They would put him in these scenarios, and yes, he was the easy baby face, but it's so hard to identify with him because there's something just very quiet and closed off about him. And it just doesn't quite work. So I think there was a problem with him connecting with the audience, which made them pull back and go, maybe he's not ready for that level yet because the crowd isn't ready for that.
Do you think it would have been a bigger pop if he would have been the heel in the beginning with the Roman Reigns saga at all? Do you think it would have been more of a...
It would have been more of the same. I think this is different. This is the use of a manager, which WWE does not do very often at all. And the fact that Lashley has a manager should be a statement to everybody that this is going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only other person who had a manager is Brock Lesnar, and he was the champion of champions for the longest time. So now that Lashley has a manager, you can assume safely that his trajectory is climbing, even if he did lose tonight.
Yeah, and I'm one of those people who are a firm believer. I think it's a lost art of the WWE is the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not that guy. It's like, because back in the day, that's how it was. But this part of me is like that because it was awesome back in the day, man. You know what I mean? Somebody say something in the chat.
Can Hobo be an honorary member of the BMP?
Listen, I decree he's part of Black Man's Purgatory. Right. I didn't say Black Man Purgatory was...
Can't
was,
be Black people's purgatory.
Exactly, because women can... Black women can be it. White women can be it. It's an oppressed group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're feeling oppressed, you feel like you're held back, you can enter in Black Man's Purgatory, you know what I mean? It's just a broad name. It's a working title.
Hobo's
a part of the Black Man.
Haywood Wong says, you forgot about Zelina Vega, but she also is wrestling now.
SmackDown, right?
But she's also wrestling and she's a manager.
But I know what Hobo said, yeah.
But even still, Cien Almas is easily one of the best talents. He's only made better with the addition of a manager.
Absolutely.
The quality of Zelina Vega. Yeah. The reason that there aren't as many managers now as there were then is literally, like you said, managing is a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that the wrestlers who basically retired from in-ring work
then
began to manage so that they literally were able to pass on knowledge to the next generation.
Absolutely.
And that just doesn't happen anymore. At
least not here. Guess what? You know, when I say that, I'm not talking about other promotions.
Right.
I'm talking about WWE. I know I get it, but it feels like, I'm telling you, Lio Rush or anybody, it felt different when Lashley came out with Lio Rush. It felt different in a good way. And that's why I say it's a lost art, man. That guy that can just put you over just by talking
and the fact
just standing there.
And the fact that he can fight, too,
and do all
the crazy stuff.
That only helps.
Great addition.
That's what makes Zelina Vega so awesome.
Right.
She'll come in and hit you with like a Hurricane Rana. She'll come in here, but like she can do a lot of stuff, and she's a very talented person, and she helps you get wins. I like that. But I'm gonna move on. We're gonna bounce around a little bit like we always do. So DX appears. Brother of Destruction first, then DX comes out. They putting over this crown jewel. Everybody, y'all need to understand some crown jewels going ahead of schedule. They don't give a damn what y'all think.
I mean, technically, the guy's gone in pieces. I don't want to laugh about it, but, you know.
That's the next Undertaker promo. Rest in pieces.
Oh, you are a fool. So Diaz comes out. They call out Kane for being, like Shawn Michaels mentioned, like, you know, I'm not here being the mayor. And all that. So really, 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 I like that.
Which is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, but you know, he's saying, like, I'm a wrestler, man. I don't got no time to be
He's also an actor,
though. I don't got no time to be and see no evil. You see what I'm saying? See no evil part two. You know what I'm saying? I got no time for that. So what do you think about Diaz coming out, you know, trying to push this match, trying to sell this tag team match? Crown Jewel, brother.
You can't. I am not susceptible to this sort of thing. Only because I'm a wrestler and this does not work on me.
I'm not falling for this.
I don't know. My question truly is to anybody watching, is this working for you? Is this That's selling the entire show for you, seeing this tag team match? It's interesting that it is the first time that these two tag teams are meeting each other. Pretty confident that they had met previously.
Right, I know. That's what I was wrong. That's what I was like.
Yeah, okay, all right. I guess you got to check the books, and I don't own the books.
Apparently, Chad doesn't really care because they're not even talking about it.
Hey, we don't give a damn about this man.
I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough thing to sell. They were talking about nostalgia. DX was, and how it's in, and how Halloween's the biggest movie, and The fact that Undertaker and Triple H just sold out the Melbourne Arena.
Don't flatter yourself now. There's a lot of matches that was... Yeah, I ain't been in Melbourne with that kind of people before. Like, listen, come on now. Don't take all the credit.
The problem is like, the people who know and read the articles know that these matches or the people that are in the matches were handpicked by... The Saudi Arabia, the people who are controlling right. that, who are paying the bills.
And unfortunately, so, that sucks when that word gets out.
Right.
Unfortunately.
So I apologize if you didn't know.
No, it is.
If you're in the chat, then Bosa's definitely mentioned it in the
He's
chat.
Already spoiled it yeah. for everybody.
Right. So it's just kind of like when you know that, then it's like, of course we know a lot of the storylines are written and all this other stuff, but it's just kind of like, oh, well, now the people in WWE is not really pulling the strings. It's like this country is paying X amount of dollars to get these people. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's like...
This is... If I can play devil's advocate...
Please.
This is what wrestling is supposed to do. Wrestling is supposed to make money. So the fact that somebody is paying them money directly...
Absolutely.
...to have... specific wrestling matches is exactly how this is supposed to work.
Like stupid only, money, too. Like stupid money.
Absolutely. Only it's slightly more direct. Mm. This is going from somebody wanting to see it into the company's pocket rather than saying to the audience, this is what we would like you to want to see.
Right.
So, like, what that guy wants, if you want to see it, you can have it, but he wanted it more than you because he paid a lot more for it.
See, but then, like, that's fine, but I wish that wouldn't have gotten leaked.
You can't
nowadays,
keep that sealed.
Man, it's just, I know. Man, it's tough. It's tougher than ever, though.
Yeah.
It's tougher than ever.
There's rumors flying around constantly about... I saw a rumor today that the Crown Jewel might not go on because certain crew members don't want to go to Saudi Arabia because they feel that this would be a bad move for the company.
If you're on a darker complexion, you sure as hell don't want to go to Saudi
Arabia. Listen, man, I happen to be for darker complexion.
Are you?
I'm part of it. Founding member of BNP. Coco Cena.
Yep. Why don't you listen to me and get a shirt?
Listen, Coco Cena's going down. It could be like, it has to be a picture of me with the hand, like my black hand, me like this.
Yes! I understand, y'all. That's actually my question for, I'm just going to put it out there for
Coco
you guys to
Cena,
watch
man.
Women's Wrestling Weekly. That is my poll question. How many of you guys think that he needs to get a shirt?
Coco Cena's the one, though, for real. This is going, listen, okay, before I get too,
I'm just saying.
Before I get too sidetracked, we go, so say Sasha Banks with Natty and Bayley versus the Rise Guard for the 999,000th time.
Yep.
Ruby Riot versus Sasha Banks. I'm just glad Sasha didn't hurt nobody, kill nobody in the ring tonight. So
the shades.
You know, yeah, I know it's sad, yeah. But that's my feelings are real about that, man. I don't want her to kill nobody in the ring, and everybody got out safely, including herself. So with that being said, how'd you like the match? Do you care? Give me something.
I do kind of want to see this tag team match.
Oh, I want to see that.
Because they've been hyping it so much. And honestly, a lot of the matches that have come out of it have been pretty decent matches. So I want to see all of this come to fruition. And the pack mentality of the Riot Squad was on full display for this match.
Yeah, I liked it, though.
But so was Bayley and Nat right there to answer the call and protect Sasha, mm-hmm. but only so much because Ruby is she's the one pulling the strings. She's the smartest one, at least on the Riot Squad, perhaps in that ring with the way she got that win tonight, mm-hmm. taking advantage of Sasha's sort of disadvantageous position,
right.
getting into the ring and then getting kicked into the turnbuckle and then receiving that riot kick for the win. Ruby is smart, and I would be very surprised if the Riot Squad does not actually pick up the win.
Oh, yeah, I would be too. It would mean more to them anyway, especially as much as they've been featured, as much as they've been getting. Yeah. They've been getting wins, more wins than you think they should be getting. And yeah, I think it'd be good. You have any thoughts about this at all?
I honestly want to just hopscotch past that.
Hold on, damn! You can't just gloss over the Riot Squad!
But it's just kind of like Ruby and... Ronda Rousey would be a good match to me. It's just kind of I would rather see that, something new. They both have almost like that gritty personality. Like, I would want to see a match like that. It feels like this match is like we've seen it before. And it's just like, okay, this is great. But the storylines, like a lot of women's storyline is just like, if they're not feuding over, you know, friendship or, you know, BFS, it's just like, eh. So I'm not really, I like the storylines you can get invested into.
I understand it. Like, so like, because you're big on storylines, as everyone should be, that thing that drives the matches. You care about the matches more. Before I move on to our special segment, I want all y'all to like and subscribe to everything that's After Buzz. I mean everything. If you like and subscribe to everything, we will shout you out on air.
Listen, I'm trying to pass it.
I'm trying to do a remix version.
You want me to do the remix or you want me to?
Cut the promo.
Coco Cena, this is you or this is me?
Brother.
They said, by the way, at the top, it's like, you're calling TK brother. I just want you to notice
Listen,
that.
Listen, but you
call everybody brother.
But you know what it is. You see, that's what people don't understand. When it comes to that brother, you don't do a sister. It's everyone's a brother. You
no,
know?
Everybody's brother.
Thank you. Talk homo. Yeah, Let them know. There's no sister.
Even Natty Neidhart said that her own husband calls her brother.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
It's like a joke.
Ask
everyone
Natty
knows
if she likes that. Anywho. Listen, hey, brother. After Buzzers.
You're a
our
brother.
Network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels. Let us know what you think in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Definitely check out AfterBuzz Reality, Total Divas, Fire. Me and Monique and Leslie have it popping. Anyways, for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN and Talk TV. So the GM Bosa.
Bosa, GM of Raw and
Bosa is the
WWE show. Yeah. He's the GM. Johan Payne is the mayor of AfterBuzz TV.
Boom.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody else in here. Jay Will, my man, what's up? Ghost. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce the segment of TK's Boudoir.
Another day.
I'm gonna take five, y'all. Y'all go ahead.
This is.
I'm gonna sit this play out.
This is. I just had to bring it back a little bit.
This is absolutely absurd.
I mean, if you don't feel this song in your bones,
absolutely ridiculous.
I just take a moment. At the chorus, we'll all sing together. But
who's in the boudoir this week?
Foxy.
Yo, why she look like she was 9 feet tall?
Because she's wearing the heels. Though.
I was like, girl.
She was wearing like 2-inch heels.
I'm like, girl. I'm gonna need you.
They're called kitten heels.
You be looking at her eye to eye. I swear, she is that damn tall.
I'm gonna.
She used to be a model, y'all.
Well, yeah.
Here's the chorus. I'm still here with you. Though you're far away, let's get the wave. I'm there to stay. You are not alone. I just
in the boudoir.
Just saying.
Okay. Shout out to Alicia.
That chorus, though, I'm just fire.
Shout out to Alicia Fox for being 9 feet tall, man.
She looked amazing. She's fine now.
No, she's fine. Like, that's black talk. Like, she's fine now.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
I hit a nah.
Yeah, she's fine.
Not now.
She's fine.
Facts. She went from like a brownish blonde to like a serious blonde. Made her hair a little bit longer. That outfit with the little diamonds on there, it was all fire on the pot. Actually, that whole click, that whole moment with Alicia Fox, Mickey James,
that was dope.
Trish Stratus, Lita, they all look fire, and they were fighting.
And they took
bumps. Awesome.
They took some serious bumps.
They were swinging,
because guys know, like everyone knows that knows real wrestling. All real wrestling fans know that those bumps right there, man, they ain't no much. They ain't too much lightness. Them girls were getting ragged on some heavy, hard stuff.
Yeah.
Dang, them girls go hard, man.
That is absolutely like my dream. Like in my alternate universe, alternate life, I want to be an assassin that looks that bad. Like Alicia Fox was amazing.
Always talking about being a killer.
You can be an assassin in a dress that flashy.
No, you'll be
like, how do you sneak up on anybody dressed like that?
You'd be real nice.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You're in the party, and then you literally come by, and you just. Neck well, real quick, keep on dancing.
Who shot him? It's the girl in that loud-ass dress. That's who shot him.
It was the girl that was like 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Did you see her?
I didn't say I'd be 9 feet tall. I just say I just want to look as fabulous as Alicia Fox in my next life, dressed in black.
How many Alicia Foxes not drinking milk like right now, forever?
But so listen, stop drinking milk?
Your girl's too big, man. But listen, okay, towering over. What's my girl, Caruso? Caruso, fine as hell. Listen, okay, listen.
Yeah, but that black hair, I'm not. I'm
she,
I
she,
like it.
I'd have a mixed baby with her. This is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is.
You already gonna have a mixed
but
baby.
Listen, it's we all know I'm married now. It's just one of them things you say to understand that she's pretty. Like you know, we all know it's hypothetical. Ain't nobody trying to get in the doghouse. You must be crazy.
So I would say
for myself in the doghouse.
Yeah, so I would say I would have a mixed baby with Rock, even though it's not gonna happen. But
you gotta say, but you gotta keep it moving because if you keep it moving, it's like out of sight, out of mind. Like it happened really quick. But if you dwell on it,
that was then. That's now. That was a year ago.
You can't be bringing up old
You're
stuff.
Holding on to stuff.
You know what I mean? Stop lashing on. But listen, so Paul Heyman comes out. And well, Paul then. Heyman comes out and he does what he does best. He comes out and keeps it real. And he starts off on a somber tone because this is a somber night, regardless of what's going on. He talks about how amazing and how amazing fans are, how amazing this business is and what it really means. But then he gets right down to brass tacks. And he cuts that promo and he puts his guy over like he always does. Mm-hmm. And then with that being said, Braun comes out. And Braun's smelling himself. Braun's on the mic, confident as ever, better than ever on the microphone. Then he gets hit with the Claymore. And I was like, that corn-fed mule from Scotland? Yeah. I don't want no parts of that, man. I don't care. Man, that dude.
Down goes Braun.
That dude's a
goes Braun.
He's a universal soldier. Y'all bring that movie back, y'all didn't make that him. And they find him in Scotland and just universal soldier. But anyways, so what was your thoughts of this segment? What were your thoughts about the way they did that?
Go ahead.
Shout out to Heywood.
Heywood Wong!
He said PYT would have been a better choice. I agree, but that's coming. Like,
Heywood Wong always nitpicking.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's stuff that happened behind the scenes, so I just had to slip the song in.
It was an inside thing.
Right, so, but you know, it was amazing. Like, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. You can go first.
It's amazing to see Heyman do this and so seamlessly transition from the somber tone that is talking about the shortened championship reign of Roman Reigns
right.
going into the now and then the future of who is going to be the next Universal Champion. And already we have our match. It is Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar,
yes.
which is a match that has been building steam for quite a while.
Absolutely. Now. Longer than we feel.
Six months at least.
Yeah. Right. People are saying that it should have been Strowman instead of Reigns that was able to seize the opportunity. But that being said, Heyman says that Strowman is simply not worthy to hold the championship after the standard that had been set by Roman Reigns.
Mm.
And that's a hard thing to argue.
It really
especially
is.
When the sick guy is not in the room.
That's true.
And Strowman, I'm sure, felt that position. I can't say anything bad about
Absolutely
Roman.
Not. That's why he said it really good. He's like, right. When he gets better and when he does beat leukemia, he'll be first in line when I take the title. I love that.
Perfect. Tear
moment.
Perfect thing to say.
It was great.
Heyman needs to teach a class.
I tell everybody this.
He
I said,
really does.
If I ever ran for president, this dude would be my running mate. I don't care. He would just because He put me over.
You know who's close to him? I think. Is it Matt Stryker?
Stryker, yeah.
Stryker's awesome.
From Lucha.
Stryker's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm finally midway through season 3. It's a totally different show. I know, but
he's awesome.
Is amazing. If you're not watching Lucha, if you just the talking points, the announcer, he's amazing. I want to see him and Paul Heyman go at it.
Oh god,
I think they have.
They might have before, but yeah, they might have
back in the ECW days. Yeah, the WWE ECW days.
Yeah. So now Elias comes out. You know, he does his Elias thing.
I like
Elias. It's hard not to like the segment. The segment's fun. The CEO of Black Man's Purgatory came out. Apollo Crews. He's the CEO.
Is he CEO or Titus the CEO?
No. See, Titus doing this thing. He's doing Suchin G. Komen. He's going on doing like the anti-bully campaigns.
Yeah.
He's going around making the world a better place. He's not... Apollo Crews is the chief commanding operating officer
of BMB. And I know.
Look, that match was weird. That match was weird.
Titus Worldwide, just nobody's talking about it anymore. It don't exist.
But I didn't tell you.
It's just gone now.
It was just like,
I try to tell people, BMP is a real thing. It's
like,
not,
if you Google, like, I'm gonna Google it now. It probably wouldn't be on the internet. It's like AJ. Like, we don't see any of that stuff.
At times, I feel like
murder. Are there shirts on clearance? That's usually the sign.
That's the best.
Oh my god.
I am usually like, I feel like Mulder from like X Files, like it's a conspiracy. But I'm telling you, it's real. BMP is real.
Like, you look around, and you're like, oh, so nobody's.
Bye bye.
Let's talk so now about, Apollo's all by himself.
But we think about the match though. He got on TV. Just like Hobo said, because all jokes aside, I'm being facetious. If there's truth to what I'm saying, but I'm always, y'all know I'm saying this kind of stuff in a little bit of jest. Because it's always good to get on TV. And when you're out there and you're on Monday Night Raw and you're having a match, you're practicing your craft. That is a good thing. All jokes aside.
And he looked like a boss.
He always does.
He is super fast and super strong. So like every time he's out there, he shows off. Looked great tonight. Elias got the win, but in any case,
he looked good and he made Elias look good and it was a good match. Sure, what you know? Don't be raining on the brain. Go ahead, girl. Go.
I figured it out.
Okay.
BMP?
I figured it all out. The WWE universe is actually a universe, like they say.
Yes.
And in all universes, you need the one percenters.
Yes.
You need the people who are driving the buses.
Mm-hmm.
You need the people who are carrying the trash.
You do.
You need the whole middle people. I get it. But it's just frustrating. And Apollo, I don't know if he'll ever get to the 1%. He might be the bus driver for the rest of his career.
At least he's not like in the back of the bus. He's driving.
I mean, at least he's on the bus and he's in the universe.
He's driving the bus.
Like, he's not buried. He's not dead. But it's just kind of, it's frustrating because you want everybody. It's such an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like.
That's why I say the BMP, because it's like halfway between death and life.
Right, but he could do something. And
he's amazing.
He's amazing, but he can almost do something like Leo Rush is doing something on social media, and his social media is not as popping
because
he's a dad and all this other stuff.
But Leo's charismatic, though. That's the thing, though. That mic thing does. It's when I say like he can. His social media is popping because he can make it popping. Can you see Apollo Crews doing anything like that?
No.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Zeno
Hour, what up?
When Hulk Hogan comes back to WWE, BMP will strike.
I'm telling you. See, listen, guys. I only joke, but this would be the greatest.
Zeno Hour would be awesome.
It would be the greatest story ever if he comes out. By the way, I never told anybody this. That I'm a Real American song should be the national anthem of America. I'm saying right now. We need to rewrite history. That is the only song that should represent this country. That is the greatest patriotic song of all time.
What they should do when they strike, they should have Nas's If You Hate Me Now.
Come on, man.
Cue up the song. If You Hate Me. Yes.
I don't even want rights to this. Y'all can take this idea from me. And they just like beat the brakes over Hogan.
Yes.
We've never forgotten.
No.
He's out there. Lights go out. Lights come back on. He's friggin' surrounded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be so good. Just to make it a fun moment and just say we're all over this. We are. Let's get it.
Yeah, like
funny.
Maybe hug them or something.
Yeah.
Kind of sort of. Maybe not.
So okay. So before I move on, but I would be remiss if I didn't talk about John Cena, the GOAT, number one bestseller, Elbow Grease. That's what I'm talking
Coco
about.
Cena,
y'all want to talk about the bestseller?
Have you met John Cena?
I've never met the GOAT. Listen, I'd be a complete changed person.
Have I told you when I met him?
Listen, you ain't told me when you met the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
I noticed
there was a different glow about you when I shook your hand on one day. I was like,
Blanco Cena.
I feel greatness.
Is like he's beyond. I'm told this story a few times. So I met him, I didn't meet him like that. I just saw him in passing. And it was just like
the GOAT.
He was passing by, and in my because if you guys know me, I hold back some things.
And you've
like,
seen that aura.
In my mind, I'm like, this is John Cena walking. Like I'm standing, and he's walking, and I'm like, he's walking. Don't do anything stupid. do a crack of a smile, and he's like, hey, what's up?
Oh!
And then kept walking by. I was like, oh, this is amazing. Stephanie McMahon did that too. So they're amazing people. He at least acknowledged me, which I think you kind of do when you get to that level.
But you don't have to, though.
You don't have to, but the smart ones do, because now I'm telling this story 6 months later.
That's why he's a bestseller. Shout out to Elbow Grease.
Need to change your name to Coco Cena and start doing some stuff on social media.
Shout out to Coco Cena. Your boy.
10%.
Okay, so Elias returns. He still wants to do his ditty. He ain't done. He wants to put himself over. Corbin comes out, interrupts him. And listen, my boy Elias channeled his inner honky tonk man hobo. I thought you would appreciate that. That's a little bit of honky tonk man action going on.
He's getting better.
Yes.
He walked off, took that tongue lashing from Corbin.
Yes.
Like, I fine, cool. Walks off, walks back, Qatar. Smash!
Yes.
Smash that damn guitar.
Yes.
Right across his back. Down goes Corbin.
Down goes Corbin.
I don't know if I would have made that choice.
No, I wouldn't have.
You gotta hit your boss in the back with a guitar.
Here's the key. Corbin said that Elias is Stephanie Mann's one of her favorites.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
that's good.
That's what Corbin said to Elias.
Yeah.
So he said, if you weren't, then I would fire you.
Yes.
So knowing that, if I know that I have the stamp from like the boss, then I'm going to do some things that I figure I can
might bend the rules a little bit.
That doesn't mean that your immediate boss isn't going to make your life a living hell every day from here until you're gone.
Yeah, you just can't honky tonk man somebody.
Like, have you been hit by a guitar?
No, I've been hit by a lot of stuff, never a guitar.
If I bring a guitar, can I hit you with it?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Oh, take that bump. So listen, now.
Yeah, pay me though.
That's just like that one time in Mexico.
Yeah.
Dang, hobo must have got his swerve on. Damn.
Hey.
You can't drink the water, but you can do a whole lot of things.
You drink everything else. All the tequila, all the beer.
I'm drinking everything else but that water.
Drink.
Shout out to the DJ.
You don't have the answers, Cococina.
So them fine, beautiful, amazing, spectacular Bella twins come out for a contract signing, looking just lovely as usual. The heel version, my favorite version of the Bella twins.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey comes out. She smiles and then she gets mean. She don't know what she want to be yet. She comes out and she's happy, but she's sad and she's angry. And then stuff happens.
Their social media was on fire, though.
And listen.
You see that social media?
Them Bella twins, man. It's my girls, man. Come on, man.
Do you see Ronda Rousey's response to the Bella twins?
Hey, I ain't worried about all that.
Talk about it in the chat, y'all. You know what happened.
Shout out to the chat room.
And then I just you told me last week that Ronda actually wrote her
promo.
Thank you.
Did she really?
Yes.
So she wrote that scene and stuff.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. If I was in Vegas, I'd have lost that bet.
Yeah. No.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was good for her. They walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good for her.
Somebody should have edited it down, but I understand.
Oh, that was spicy. Shout out to Ronda. She's getting better and better every week.
She is.
So you know, pretty much, you know, classic contract signing, slap to the face.
Unnecessary.
Ronda did what I like that she did that. She's like, let me just sign this contract because this weekend I can legally beat the brakes off you.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you guys think of the segment? What do you guys think of this match? Do you care? What's going on?
The contract signing was what it was. The moment to me that spoke volumes was Ronda getting hit in the face and then going, I'll see you Sunday, and just walking out, turning her back on the Bella, which is a sign of disrespect.
Absolutely.
From warrior to warrior.
Absolutely.
You are not a threat to me.
Yes.
I don't care about you. Turn my back to you.
And paused.
Yeah.
Sure did.
You're giving her the opportunity.
Sure did.
You want to take a shot at me? You're more than welcome right now.
Wow, two on one. And,
they all just, no, I don't want it.
We're all good here.
Yeah,
we're all set here.
Which they should have, because it's the art of war.
Yes, but I like it. Right. All in all, we were in favor of that. So I got to talk about the Fatal 4-Way before we get to the main event. Fatal 4-Way, Nia Jax, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Ember Moon. It was like a 30-second match. It was weird. It was like
two seconds. Unnecessary.
It was, it was 2 seconds long, though.
Necessary, but unnecessary.
They should have just cut it.
Yeah. Ember Moon picks up the win, but there's not too much to say about that.
But we don't know what Ember, like, this is another thing with Ember Moon. It's like, she's amazing.
She is.
But I don't know what they're doing with her. Like, is she going to be a bus driver for the rest of her career, which I don't think she should be.
She
just started, so she has time. But I guess, you know, I've been told I'm not a very patient person. I want her to, like,
this is wrestling. You gotta be real patient.
Mark Henry's like, yo, TK, you want to know how long I took to get a title? And then I was in BMP. Listen, shout out anyway.
You don't have the answers, Coco Slay.
Coco seen in the house, in the building. Yo, shout out to you, boy. Shout out to every woman that is fighting breast cancer and awareness month. Titus O'Neil came out and gave us a very powerful message. The breast cancer survivors, it's always awesome to tip your hat to ladies that have survived something that my mother had to deal with. She came through when people come through the other side of that. So shout out to Titus, taking a moment. Sujin Coleman representing. So we move to the main event. They've been doing this a lot, but it get better and better. It's weird. They somehow raise the bar with these matches. We've seen it a lot, but it still gets better. This was no exception. It was an amazing match. What do you guys think of the match, first of all?
Incredibly fast-paced. I mean, this was the main event, and it felt like a main event match. You couldn't take your eyes off of it. And it every single moment you had to watch it, I couldn't even take notes on it. Things were happening so quickly. But that is the back and forth nature. These four individuals, so talented. Ziggler and McIntyre, relatively new as tag teams go, but there is a fluidity in how they operate that is really not seen in individuals who haven't been paired for very long.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're very comfortable with one another. Mm. And as a result, you get some great moments and just some great sort of finishes that turn out to not be finishes. There was a couple of those tonight that had people in their seats going, oh, I thought that was it. I thought this was over, and yet it continues.
I just want to say, if you can cue up the PYT, Michael Jackson, as we're ending. I know I'm not the lead host, but you know, just saying. I mean, the match was amazing, but the end part... Mm-hmm. And how I just love stories, but the fact we're not just talking about Renee is married, and she kind of hints at it, but she kind of doesn't. She needs to use.
I think that's her choice, though. I think it has to be, man, because she makes it a conscious effort not to.
There's this weird line when you are married to somebody on television, you either have to go 100% into it or 100% away from it. Mm. And because she's on the commentary team, in order to remain impartial, she cannot mention
that
it.
That is true. That is a sports rule.
Yeah,
she mentioned it tonight because of the severity of Roman Reigns.
Right.
That's the first time she's ever done it. She was like my husband in their battles together and the way they work together. Like that's how you know how real the situation was. She was like, I'll be damned. I'm saying it tonight.
Right. But that was it.
That was it.
That was the only moment will not happen again.
I needed a close-up of Renee and one single tear of disappointment.
I think they have decided they do not want to do it.
Yeah,
not at this point in time.
I just wanted that one single tear and the face of disappointment from Renee. Other than that, it was all good. The win and then the turnaround and then the walking through the
so much emotion in that win. The Shield wins the tag team championships on the night that one of their own has to leave, not of his own volition. So much emotion, the lows and the highs, and then the accompanying low once again.
Wow, dirty.
As Dean Ambrose turns on Seth Rollins.
Dirty deeds.
And just beats him from pillar to post.
Pillar to post, bro.
And that makes a statement. It's not just I love you when we win. It's I hate you whether we win the titles or whether we lose it all.
Absolutely.
I just hate you.
Absolutely. And I love that. I love that because the crowd is as they become cynical and they think they know everything. They're always trolling the dirt sheets and they know this and know that. They were shocked tonight.
Everybody.
Yeah. Providence. Shout out to Providence for being stunned tonight.
They couldn't handle the emotion. They couldn't handle it all. They were overwhelmed.
They were showing that crowd. The crowd was like, from guys
Why?
To girls, from children to
Why?
Adults. They were stunned.
Why? Yeah.
I love
oh,
that.
Man.
That brought the injury. Commentary. Silent always brings drama. Dirty deeds on the concrete.
Yeah.
Oh,
who knew that Roman Reigns was the glue that was holding this whole thing together? And literally, the same night he leaves, the whole thing explodes.
Man,
I was
all in all
a pretty
solid Raw, I must say, guys. But with that being
said,
I'm a wrap it up, man. I'm in the Johnny chair tonight. Shout out to Johnny Quasto. My man is doing his thing, living his best life in Pakistan, man. Moving and shaking. He's going to be really close to Crown Jewel. I was trying to talk him into sliding over to Saudi Arabia.
I mean, he could.
He can slide up Adelaide Cancer. Oh, yeah. I'm your boy, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. How's your boy? Hobo, what's up over, brother?
You can find me on the social medias at Bane's Destroy. This
on,
Thursday
Hobo.
Is Wrestling, Pro Wrestling, Brian Kendrick's Own Wrestling, Pro Wrestling. It's the third annual
Thursday?
Beefy Brawlers Creepy Crawlers.
Thursday. I'll be there.
Yeah, just down the street.
I'll be there.
Three. Go ahead.
Put yourself over, brother.
But you're dancing with me. Okay.
No. Not anymore.
Brother, no. Brother
Show's
again.
Show's almost over. I'm
you going to be brother. Right, you always a brother.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. just look out for me. There's something big happening on Thursday. That's all I'm going to say. For y'all who follow me, you're going to see it.
What you doing?
I ain't going to say it.
You ain't told me?
You'll see it. If you see it, snapshot it on national TV.
She ain't told me.
At TK Trinidad. Then, y'all. See y'all later. Remember, if you see Coca-Cina anywhere, it's 10% to me. That's all
That's
I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, she definitely gets a cut of that. Coca-Cina.
Ciao.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.